I saw one in Sonpur, Bihar. There was a full deity of Hari and one linga. But here, half Vishnu and half Shiva. Hari and Hara. After Lord Shiva wanted to see the Mohini Murti, but then Mohini was able to bewilder him. He was very surprised and he was very disturbed because he was never bewildered like that before. So he came here to Navadvip Dham, the holy abode at this place, and was doing meditation to understand. At that time, Lord Vishnu appeared and this form was manifested whereby Lord Shiva could understand he was not different from Vishnu, that he is also the expansion of Vishnu, a partial expansion, and he therefore should not feel distressed by what happened. This deity of Harihar is very merciful to the devotees. Next to that deity, there's also Buro Shiv. Buro Shiv is the form of Lord Shiva who protects the Dham of Navadvip. Just like Puramaya is the form of Parvati that protects the Dham, as Yogamaya, Buro Shiv is doing the same thing in the form of Lord Shiva, as Buro Shiv. Just like Gopeshwar is in Vrindavan, to get into the Ras Lila, you had to go through Gopeshwar, that form of Lord Shiva, in the form of a gopi. So, here in Harihar Kshetra, in this area, this is actually also not different from Kasi, Banaras. This is Alakananda Ganga here. This is one of the tributaries dividing the Navadvip Dham into 9 islands. The other side of the Alakanand, one side is Kasi, other is Banaras. Two sides, right? Same. You know better than me. Exactly, same side of the river. Just different names. Kashi is the original. Anyway, this side is the Kashi. That side, Alakanand, that is where the pastime happened with Jagannanda Pandit and Lord Chaitanya when they met the parrot. Do you remember that pastime? What was the parrot saying?
Gaura Gaura!
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 But what did Lord Chaitanya want to hear? Radha Krishna!
Radha Krishna!
Radha Krishna!
Radha Krishna!
But the parrot kept saying?
Gaura Gaura!
Gaura Gaura!
Gaura Gaura!
Gaura Gaura!
Gaura Gaura! Gaura Gaura! Gaura Gaura!
Radha Krishna means Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
When someone leaves their body in this place, then Lord Shiva, he comes by their side. And just as they're leaving their body, he chants in their ear the holy name of Gauranga!
Gauranga!
And immediately they achieve the highest perfection by remembering the Lord at the time of death. Mahadeva ki!
Jai!
So here, he's the protector of the devotee. In case they forget the Lord, this is very important. Who can say how long we're going to live? Who can say when we are going to leave our body? At that moment, if we remember Krishna, then we achieve all the perfection. So just in case we are forgetting, here Lord Shiva is so kind that he reminds by chanting in the ear, Gauranga!
Gauranga! Gauranga!
Gauranga!
But we have to, we may not be in this place when we leave our body. We cannot say exactly where we'll be at that moment. So then, that's why we need association of devotees. We need to prepare ourselves always. Lord Chaitanya advised us that there is a certain time we should chant. Do you know what that time is? Kirtaniya Sadahari, all the time. Kirtaniya Sadahari, all of the time. That way we are always protected. There's no limit. In the 24 hours of the day, there's no period which is restricted. There may be some time better than others for keeping our attention, like Brahma Muhurta. But all the times are recommended to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
You can tell us where Alakananda is. Because you've been up there in Himalayas.
Alakananda is part of the Ganga. It's coming from the same source of the feet of Vishnu. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explains how one who tries to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without offering proper respect to Lord Nityananda Prabhu is as foolish as a person who tries to approach Lord Krishna, worship Lord Krishna, without offering proper respects to Lord Shiva. Because Shiva is none different than Krishna, in the sense he is an expansion of an expansion. But in this expansion, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, he is to be considered the greatest of Vaishnavas. At the time of the churning of the ocean of milk, a terrible poison was the first element to come out. And Vishnu himself, he was holding the churning rod on the bottom in the form of Kurma avatar. He was holding the mountain on the top in the form of Arhokshaja Vishnu. He was on one side of the demigods helping to pull the rope, Vasuki. So he was everywhere. And when the poison came out, Vishnu could have easily removed it. But by his arrangement, he wanted Lord Shiva to get the glory of showing his compassionate nature for all history to come. Lord Vishnu told the demigods and the asuras that you will go to Lord Shiva, only he could save you. And at that time, Lord Shiva condensed all the poison of the ocean and drank it, and his throat became black. For that he is known as Kalakanta or Nilakanta. That black throat is an ornament which proves how he was willing to accept such a difficult condition just to be compassionate to other living beings, just to rescue them from death. And Lord Shiva, sometimes you see he's wearing cobras as decorations. Do you know why he wears cobra jewelry? Real cobra jewelry, not artificial. He has cobras around his necks, cobras around his wrists, cobras around his ankles, bracelets, necklaces, bangles, all cobras. Because he drank the ocean of poison, therefore he's immune from all poison. He's conquered poison itself, and therefore the cobras cannot harm him. So these decorations simply glorify Lord Shiva for what he has done. He has drunken an ocean of poison only to protect other people from suffering and death. It is the decoration of his compassion. And Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport how the greatest service that we can render to the Lord is to be willing to accept any type of torture, pain, or suffering for the purpose of showing compassion to other living beings. This is the topmost form of devotional service, Srila Prabhupada explains. And it is for this reason why we worship Lord Shiva as the greatest of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam yathashambhu. In Vrindavan, he is the protector of the holy dham. In Navadvip, he is the protector of the holy dham. He is non-different than Krishna, but as explained in Brahma Samhita, just as milk and yogurt are simultaneously same and different, that is the relationship between Shiva and Vishnu. He is Vishnu, but he has taken the part of a devotee of Vishnu. And Maharaj has just said that this is a very special place. Actually, there's another story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat where one devotee of Shiva was chanting the holy names of Shiva walking down the streets of Navadvip, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately came into the mood of Shiva and jumped on this devotee's shoulders and started crying out, Mahesh! Mahesh!
Mahesh! Mahesh!
You heard what I said. If you don't properly respect Shiva, you cannot approach Lord Chaitanya. Mahesh! Mahesh!
Mahesh! Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh! Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh! Mahesh! Mahesh!
Mahesh!
Mahesh! Mahesh! He was on his shoulders in the mood of Shiva, crying out the name of Shiva. And this devotee was completely satisfied that his worshipable Lord had jumped on his back. He was giving him a ride. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this way, he took the mood and the bhav of Shiva just to fulfill his devotee's desires. So we should pray to Lord Shiva to remove the obstacles of devotion, remove the obstacles that come in our devotional path. Generally, people worship Lord Shiva for material benedictions, for wife, for husbands, for wealth. Many sadhus, they smoke the ganja and they chant the names of Lord Shiva. I don't think they even know why they're doing it. I used to live among such. They could never explain. Others worship Lord Shiva for mystic powers. Others worship Lord Shiva for liberation. But devotees in this Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, we offer our respects to Lord Shiva and we pray to him, please grant me unalloyed loving service to the devotees of Sri Krishna. And Lord Shiva can also give that benediction if we pray with sincere heart. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.